This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Alive. Excuse me. This is Lock and Load. Goodness. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. Suffice to say, I completely underestimated the Democrats' willingness to subvert process. I won't ever do that again. You can trust that. And as I speak to you right now, there's still a lot of things up in the air. First thing that you need to do is don't go to Fox News. From this point on, go to, you know, One American News Network or Newsmax if you're looking for some, or Town Hall or Daily Caller. Because as far as Fox News is concerned, it's President Joe Biden. I don't know what popped. But we don't know who the new president is at this particular, the president-elect. Had it been, if it weren't for these 500,000 ballots that have popped up all over the place, I think my estimate on my electoral estimate would have been pretty close. But I digress. As we speak, we don't know who won this remains to be seen. But there are other winners and losers to go around, and let's praise and mock them, respectively, shall we? Like a loser, the pollsters. In the world that we normal people dwell in, when you consistently fail, you get fired. But as in so many of our garbage establishment institutions, when you're a pollster, there's no accountability. Keep failing and failing and failing, and your dumb clients and the dumb media keep citing your garbage surveys. It is remarkable. You would think they would have a little pride in themselves and not want to look like idiots, but no. Instead, it's our waiting gives us Biden plus 15 in Texas. Gee, that sounds right. Let's go with that. Now, except for a few outlets, always the ones that take conservatives seriously enough to reach out to them, it's been a disaster. But next time, we'll hear once again about how actually the polls were very accurate in 2020, as we've had the same memory issues as the guy they were trying to help. The nice thing is that even the least woke Republican is woke to the poll scam now. A winner, the Republican Party's populist wing. The battle for the soul of the Republican Party is over, and we have won this one. This is now the party of people who work for a living, people who have little companies, people who want their kids to grow up in a world of regular pronouns, and where going to church isn't a hate crime. It's also a party that cares nothing about where your grandfather came from. We are winning black and Hispanic voters to our cause, not by condescending outreach, but by offering an equalized agenda that would appeal to anybody, of good jobs and their kids not being sent off to fight idiotic wars. It is not the party of the Chamber of Commerce. Hey, geniuses, how does that pivot to the Dems working out for you? It is not the party of the bow-tie dorks who snicker about their lib buddies over pumpkin-infused IPAs in a Georgetown restaurant, about those Walmart-shopping, Jesus-liking hicks who make up the base. It's not the party of Wall Street. We are a party that happily includes both the Amish and the Little Pump. And the Democrats are the party of hedge funders, college professors, Antifa bums, and people who think The Handmaid's Tale is nonfiction. a loser. Fox News. I like Fox News from the moment it appeared, and I know people, a few people there, and I know some people that have been on it. I've never been on it. This is all pre-COVID now. I have been a fan and a supporter, but sometimes you got to have some real talk. And conservatives were furious with Fox. Livid. I see it in social media and in communications from readers. It's real and it's serious. As a group used to being sold out by people and institutions they trusted, conservatives are hypersensitive to anything that hints of betrayal, and they feel betrayed. Silencing nude about Soros, Chris Wallace's debate performance, the terrible polls, and the awful calls by the Democrat hired to run the decision desk are all high on the list of complaints by former fans. And this is a serious issue, and it gives me no pleasure, but the anger is real. Tucker's great ratings are great because he welcomes conservatives. But frankly, many conservatives now believe the majority of people associated with the network holds them in contempt. And Fox needs to carefully rethink its direction and reach out to its loyal audience or go the way of Drudge. You remember the Drudge Report, right? No, I don't either. Winner, alternative conservative media. And, you know, that's what you're listening to. There is an alternative media out there, and it has saved us. Townhall.com is a great source. You can get the news and commentary you used to get anywhere, elsewhere, all kinds of different places. Now, Town Hall is my favorite. I joined the VIP thing, and I think it's like $49 a year. And they don't sponsor me. So, and, you know, there's other unlicensed, unofficial, and unapproved outlets that put the networks to shame. People are itching for smarter, better coverage that addresses what we think is important instead of telling us what to believe. And in the years to come, especially if the Democrats hold the White House, we will be, well, we won't call it the resistance because these goofs have wrecked the term forever with their ridiculous posturing. We'll be the alternative to the fake stream media lies, and we'll be the vanguard for our coming counterattack on the rickety establishment. Losers. Never Trumpers. To be fair, these pathetic geebos are always losers, and they were fated to be losers regardless of the outcome of the election. Had the blue wave appeared, do you think the Democrats would have celebrated these traitors and invited them to the party? They probably could have dragged out the grift a bit more, capering for quarters like a cute little monkey with a hat, you know, the organ-grinding master on MSNBC CNN panels as the token domesticated Republican. Maybe they could have found another Silicon Valley to write them checks, but in the end they did nothing except ensure our perpetual contempt for them and their ilk. They imagined that after the Republican Party collapsed in ruins because of their mean tweets and unseen ads, we would come to them to help rebuild the party as what? Right now, the Lincoln Project. I saw Michael Steele, the former RNC chairman, getting out there saying, we're going to come out now, we're going to rebuild the Republican Party into what it once was. Stay back, never Trumper. I don't want to see you. I don't want to hear from you. As far as I'm concerned, you are a collaborator. Ask the French how they treated collaborators. And what do they want to build it to? Do they want to be a even less masculine Democrat Party? They're nothing. And off they will cruise into the sunset, as far as I'm concerned. Ahoy, losers. There's something going on out there, Guinness, in the gun world right now, where there's some people out there that think they're sort of like the Mensa of the Second Amendment advocacy, and they are slowly painting themselves into a corner. Some of the positions they're taking are ridiculous. And it's all because they don't like Trump. And I'm not mentioning names right now because we'll get to that later on down the road. But, you know, I don't know how you are going to be for gun rights if you weren't pro-Trump, if you didn't vote for Trump in this election. I just don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. This election now comes down to the very final counts of some outlier ballots. They're going to have to be observed. They're going to be looked at. Whether they are legal and valid or invalid and improperly submitted is the question that's going to determine who sits in the Oval Office for the next 4 years. We're told to trust and believe in the individuals in charge of this process and to believe the reporting and projections of the fake stream journalists covering the process. And I'm sorry. I don't believe them. The states and cities in the middle of the canvassing process are almost entirely run by partisan Democrats who've been trying to undo the 2016 presidential election from day one. And ditto the aforementioned fake stream journalists. Elected Democratic officials and their partners in the fake stream legacy media told us Judge Brett Kavanaugh was a serial rapist. They even presented Julie Swetnick as an eyewitness to Kavanaugh allegedly orchestrating teams of gang rapists in his youth. That was a lie. They told us Carter Page, a Naval Academy graduate and a Navy officer with a spotless record, was a foreign agent working with Moscow to subvert our country. That was a lie. They told us President Trump was only elected because of a criminal conspiracy involving his campaign to the Russian government and that he was nothing but Vladimir Putin's puppet, a Manchurian candidate in the White House. That was a lie. They told us Michael Avenatti was a paragon of virtue who is fighting a crusade for truth and justice and should be considered a legitimate candidate for president should he award the American people with the gift of his candidacy. That was a lie. They told us Trump embarrassed America by dumping food in a Japanese koi pond, thus killing the fish and tarnishing Japanese-American relations for years to come. That was a lie. They've lied about the biggest things, and they've lied about the smallest, most insignificant things. And now, they demand that we shut our mouths. They demand that we sit idly by while the process plays out. And the same people who have lied to us are in charge of that process. And the watchers, ensuring that the process is carried out in a fair and honest way, they've also been lying to us. They want us to believe that they will faithfully determine who has won this election. An election that they told us was a foregone conclusion before it ever happened. They told us that this election wouldn't be as close as we're witnessing now. They told us we wouldn't have to worry about ballot recounts and vote deadlines because it was going to be a blue wave landslide blowout. They told us Texas was flipping blue. They told us the Senate would go to the Democrats by as many as 6 seats. They told us Nancy Pelosi would grow her majority in the House of Representatives. They told us Joe Biden would win this election in a convincing and overwhelming way. And all of that was a lie. But now we're supposed to trust them because now they're carrying the banner of integrity and truth as they determine which ballots are valid votes and which should be burned. They have betrayed the trust of the American people over these past 4 years. And they're betraying us now. There is no way in this world, no mathematical way in this world, to find 27,333 ballots, 138,000 ballots, 105,000 ballots, anywhere in any election, and they all go to one guy. There is no mathematical way. Where would you store 138,000 ballots? I mean, the ballots that I always vote on an electronic machine and it prints out what looks like a big Costco, receipt. And then I take it and I feed it into something and that's how I vote. That's how I voted the other day. day before yesterday. And I knew, because I watched everything I did. And I even voted for things that I had no idea where they were. And I mean, there was a few elections where there were no partisans. And I was like, how does that happen? So I voted for the top nonpartisan on each one because I didn't even know what they were for. But I voted for every category that they had. The ballots that they're showing, though, will look about the size of a newspaper. Now, imagine 138,000 of these things. They look like about 20 of them would fit in a box. So, what is that? 20 in a box. So, we're talking now 6,900 boxes. Yeah, that seems like that would, I don't know if I'm right on the math on that one. I think I'm right. I don't know. It's a lot of boxes, and where would you find those? Where would they be? How could they all be this? And we need to be looking at them. We need to have observers looking at them. These need to be invalidated or validated. And then you know what? If they all turn out to be valid, okay, fine. Hallelujah. It's a math anomaly. I'm sure they're, you know, we should sit back and look at this marvel of science. But it's not. They had those ballots in the case, I think that's in the case of Michigan, where Trump was up by about 80,000 votes, and now he's behind about 68,000 votes. Yeah. I'm so sure that's what goes on. And when I was out there and people telling me, Bill, they're going to try to steal it, I was thinking, there's going to be no way for them to do this. But this was, I completely underestimated these guys. It will not happen again. There will not be a second time. But today, as we look at them, I'm glad Trump's in court. They need to order these people to let the observers in there, not 20 feet away. They need to be right over each one they're looking at. Let the process play out. If we're going to play this way, fine, let's play the stupid game and count each and every ballot, since you guys are the ones that went to so much trouble to make the special ones for us. And let's see what we find. But if we don't do that, guess what? We don't believe you. Sorry. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A judge in Georgia has dismissed a lawsuit by the state Republican Party and President Trump's campaign that asked him to ensure a coastal county was following state laws on processing absentee ballots. As far as what's taking so long in Georgia, Gabriel Sterling is the Georgia Secretary of State, COO. He says,
well, the main thing, there's several things that work on this system, and the biggest one of all is we have paper ballots, so there's going to be a record of what has occurred here. And if there's any questions, you can always go back to do an audit and a recount. In many places, everything is open to the public. There are poll watchers in these places. In places like Fulton County, the state has placed a monitor.
The public is getting its first look at the police body camera footage in the Walter Wallace shooting in Philadelphia. The video shows the black police officers repeatedly telling Mr. Wallace to drop his knife. You're listening to USA Radio News. Joe Biden says he will immediately rejoin the Paris Climate Agreement if he wins the presidential election. Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw of Texas criticizing the move, saying oil and gas prices will go up across the country. A man with a metal detector in Maine finds a coin that's over 200 years old. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, here's Lance Pry.
A man with a metal detector has found a 222-year-old coin under a few inches of soil outside a church in Emden, Maine. Shane Houston of Charlotte, North Carolina, was on a metal detecting trip with a friend from New Hampshire when he found the coin earlier this month. The copper penny, dated 1798, comes from the first decade of American minted money in North America. The penny is not in pristine condition. Houston said it might fetch a couple hundred bucks, but that he has no intentions of selling it. On the same trip, he also found a .75 caliber musket ball, making it British in origin.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. As bad as everything is right now in my world, politically, as I'm looking at what's going on there, which I still hold out hope. I think there's, you know, a 50-50 chance that some things are going to change. Despite what you may see on Fox News, Arizona's in play. Nevada's in play. Nevada's—they finally got back to counting today. I'm waiting to see where that comes out. We'll see how that works. I wonder if they found any new ballots themselves. Everywhere this happens, he should be filing suit. Trump should be filing suit. Wherever they're like, well, we found another 55,000 Biden ballots. He should be doing that. But despite all that, right now it is very easy not to catch what's going on the Democratic side, because this is supposed to be an electoral aftermath where they expected to be sitting smug and pretty. And instead, in the Democratic side, they devolved into fights and finger-pointing and pinning the blame on each other for the absence of a blue wave screeching with fury. And this is coming from Politico, which quoted one Democrat lawmaker calling it a dumpster fire. And we get this, just 24 hours earlier, Democrats, including Bustos and Speaker Nancy Pelosi, were boasting about the opportunity to expand their majority, with some even predicting they could win as many as a dozen seats in the House by clawing back GOP territory in the suburbs of Texas, Ohio, and Illinois. But by Wednesday morning, party officials in the rank and file were in a panic mode, as they awaited the results of nearly 20 members of the Democrats' historic freshman class that handed the party the control of the House just 2 years ago. And already they were saying goodbye to at least a half dozen of those centrist Democratic colleagues who were stunned by GOP challenges on Tuesday, including Abby Finkenauer in Iowa and Donna Shalala in Florida. So right now on the Democratic side, they all hate each other, and they're trying to find somebody among them to blame. Some are calling for Nancy Pelosi's head. Others are questioning why Sherry Bostos, a top Democrat policymaker, still in her job, especially since no one knows whether she won her reelection yet. And some Democrats were privately more blunt. It's a dumpster fire, said one lawmaker. He declined not to be named. Of course not. So even though they've quite possibly managed to steal the reelection from Donald Trump, it's no wave. There's no blue wave here. Their support for rioters, their failure to pass a stimulus package, their call for a permanent COVID lockdown, their high taxes and other garbage are actually a sign of the party on the wane and coming apart at the seams. From day one, Joe Biden will be a lame duck president from day one and can only look forward to being the next Franklin Pierce, Warren Harding, or James Buchanan. Now, a fight breakout seems likely given that they lost about 10 congressional seats, leaving only a threadbare majority in the House and zero control in the Senate. So Joe Biden's victory is actually an anomaly going against the popular trend, which is yet another reason for thinking the whole thing is a fraud. What a fine specter it's going to be to see Nancy Pelosi and her Democratic dinosaurs in open conflict with the squad. And the press, with nothing better to do, will suddenly be interested in investigating corrupt old Joe Biden. The deep state will fight with the old Obama machine. The Bernieites will fight with the Hillaryites. Big tech, big labor, they will, you know, the greeny wokester billionaires, they're going to go at each other's throats. Racism howls should be hurled back and forth because guess what? They'll own it. They'll own it. The New York Post's Miranda Devine points out that the House's gains set up for a red wave election in 2 years. And we get this from her. Fatal miscalculations of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and cynically refusing to negotiate on the latest stimulus bill have cost the Democrats dearly in the House, where they have gone backward by at least 6 seats. They did not manage to get rid of a single Republican. So much for the blue wave. The failure means that in 2022, the House is more likely to revert to Republican control, setting up a lame duck presidency. And they'll be like badgers fighting over scraps, a dumpster fire. We've talked a little bit about the deep state and I've always looked at the deep state as part of the governmental thing, and now we have to add media to that apparatus. The American left never for one moment accepted their loss in 2016. They were shocked and enraged and apoplectic that Hillary Clinton, one of the most corrupt candidates in U.S. history, failed to extend their hold on the Marxist project to remake America in the Alinskyite Stalinist revision. It was a long-view enterprise that began with the racist Woodrow Wilson but took off in earnest when the radical leftists of the 60s took over the academia. And they've won. Two generations of American students have been purposefully miseducated to believe America is irredeemably racist, that the capitalism that has enabled us to become the most successful nation on the planet is evil, and that socialism is better. And all these years later, the dream of Martin Luther King, that character counted more than skin color, has been blown into a million tiny pieces by the left's dedication to ID politics. So, for the left, and all Americans for that matter, all humans are to be defined by their victim group, race and gender. All minorities, all women, all gay and trans persons are victims. Victims of whom and what? Well, white supremacy, specifically white males. Asians and Jews are exempt from the victim category because they succeed at greater rates than the rest of us. They must be discriminated against by the social justice warriors as well, and they are. The election of Trump on the heels of the failed Obama administration was a bridge too far for the intolerant. elitist left. And how could this old white man have beaten their oh-so-overrated Hillary? He won because the majority of Americans were and remain sick to death of the coastal elite's contempt of them, for them. They were and remain sick to death of their constant drive to remake society into their dreamscape of some tiered society, rather like India's caste system that categorizes people not by class but by victim status, with themselves at the top as American nobility. The left's Mandarin wannabes seek to force those of us not of their exalted class to live by the rules they devise, which they will exempt themselves from. So Clinton, Pelosi, Feinstein, Joe Biden, for whom profit always came before people, have become fabulously wealthy by trading on the power they've all wielded in government. Trump became a wealthy man by building things, by employing tens of thousands of people around the world. That enough was enough to get them to hate him. But through all of this, through all of these things, the media has completed the betrayal of America, from the phony impeachment, the Russian collusion, you name it. Just a week ago, Pelosi stated that Trump may win on election night, but Biden will be inaugurated in January. She knew there were plans in place to prevent the president's reelection. She was counting on them. It's a fraud. The deep state is in play. The fight goes on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger, the BFS-3. That's the home of Salus, the Reformation line, the Providence line, the militia. I mean, check them out. Go check them out. The election results did not turn out the way the gun control advocates were expecting. And we may have been able to avert the most disastrous of election possibilities. United control by Democrats of both the executive and legislative branches of the federal government. The most likely election outcome, which, if they invalidate all of those votes, which, you know, if they invalidate them, it still might fall for us on the Republican side. Now, a worst-case scenario in the Senate would leave the Democrats with a 52-48 majority, which wouldn't give Biden the votes he needs in order to enact his plan to ban so-called assault rifles and high-capacity magazines, or any of the other items on his gun control wish, like universal background checks, red flag laws, and repeal of the PLCAA, because that would require 60 votes. It's true that 52 Democrats, if that were to happen in the Senate, they could decide to scrap the Senate filibuster for legislation and allow bills to pass with just 51 votes instead of the 60 that are currently needed for cloture, including legislation that would expand the Supreme Court by 4 justices. But they actually lost ground in the House and missed out on picking up seats in Montana, Iowa, Maine, while losing Alabama. That would be a politically suicidal move. The Democrats' plans to overhaul the Senate rules were all predicated on, one, them getting control of the Senate, which that does not look likely now. And as a matter of fact, if you look at the races that are still outstanding, that they have not called yet, and they it looks like they've sort of stolen John James' lead in Michigan. And, of course, Fox has called it for the Democrat. All of this was predicated on a blue wave election, and that never materialized in 2020. What we got instead was stasis on the legislative side. Not much change in the Senate. a little bit changed in the House going our way. No, and listen, just based upon the rules of trends and everything, if you look at elections, this is where the whole fraud thing comes in for the president. We had a closely divided electorate that turned out in numbers not seen since 1900, and we're just as divided now as we were on Monday. Even if the Democrats were to gain a majority in the Senate, their losses in the House this year should give them pause before nuking the filibuster and ramming through a sweeping gun ban with a bare minimum majority. Now, elections do have consequences, and if Joe Biden is eventually declared the winner of the 2020 election, he can still do damage to the Second Amendment without the help of Congress. We've already seen the ATF decide to capriciously change their interpretation of the word pistol in the Gun Control Act in order to block the importation of some AR and AK-style pistols. And the agency could be the primary tool that a President Biden would use to try to restrict the rights of gun owners as much as possible through administrative and regulatory powers. If they were to declare that all AR and AK-style pistols were actually items that required registration under the NFA, millions of gun owners would be impacted and could face years in a federal prison if they failed to register their guns with the government. No matter who ultimately wins the presidential election, the fight for our right to keep and bear arms is never going to cease. It's never going to go away. We're never going to be able to sit back here and just go, you know, I really like this gun cleaning oil because it's the best stuff out there. Let me tell you about how it works when I clean this gun. We're never going to be able to do this. My show, as much as I try to bring other aspects of the gun industry, the gun culture to you, is constantly going to be bombarded by political considerations that don't even have the word gun in them, but do lead to things, they're part of the template that oversees the need to pay attention to the political side. Now, I'm still waiting to see exactly what the battle space is going to look like. But things are not as bad as they could be. But I have... I'm having a problem. I'm having a problem with this just because simply... I saw so many people out there going, you know, Trump, if he loses, it's because of Trump. You know, I'm almost 60 years old. When I was in school, I was told, you know, not to worry about what people called me, not to worry about name calling. There were no safe spaces. We used to get into fistfights and be separated, and we'd be taken to the office where we would have a little corporal punishment administered. And I know, oh, Bill, that's so barbaric now. But look at what we have now. Look at what we have now. When I was in school, you could bring a gun to school. Not a kid, but, you know, when I was in high school, you know, all of the hunting age guys that were there, they would park their cars in the parking lot, for the student parking lot, with shotguns in there, hanging in the back of the windows of their cars. We didn't have school shootings like we have now. We didn't have gang warfare like we have now. Now, being a patriotic, conservative, God-fearing Trump supporter, it's pretty much a mere reflection of what we mocked 4 years ago. Remember when the left was reduced to screaming and crying because such a person could defeat their precious Hillary? We called them snowflakes. And it seems like snowflakes are falling on our side of the mirror today. People say they are angry and surprised at the brazen cheating by the left, and it brings to mind Captain Louis Renault's sardonic reaction in Casablanca. I'm shocked. Shocked to find that gambling is going on here. This is all based upon the fact that for years we didn't pay attention to a lot of things in a lot of places. A lot of places in a lot of the bigger cities, a lot of the blue enclaves, they have very much gotten the government that they deserve. In Oregon, in Portland, they reelected Ted Wheeler. So if you believe in government by, of, and for the people, you really understand what's going on here. When our government screws us, the first place to look is that mirror to find the one at fault. Now, we rose up. This is not our fault. We rose up. We got out there and we did it. But in the meantime, we still have the media and the social media and the entertainment culture that we deserve as well. This is not something that snuck up on us. 2 years ago, there were huge red flags on ballot harvesting in California when so many red districts flipped to blue. Anybody do anything about that then? Did anybody not anticipate loosey-goosey rules for voting to enable cheating with a wink and a nod? We didn't see this coming. It's easier to prevent cheating and illegality than it is to correct it once the damage is done. We're going to see. The problem with looking at originalist Supreme Court justices is they may look at this and say, this is a state's issue. And I don't know if they'd be wrong. We're going to have to make a change. We're going to have to make a change. So, more on this later. Coming up next, we're going to take a ride to Planet Rick with Rick Hector. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.